Hello once again, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we interrogate movies for their plot and their content to bring you the most informative review that you'll probably find just about anywhere. And I come at it with a unique perspective that you're not going to find most places. So if that's something you're going to be interested in, be sure to click those buttons. You always get the latest and greatest content from Movie Deputy. And today we are going to be talking about the first movie in this set that came out. This one came out in 2016, and the new one just debuted this past weekend. And let me say, it definitely follows the story, and it does kind of the same thing that Frozen did a little bit, and I'm going to kind of get in a little bit more of that. But today we are going to be talking about Moana. Now, I am giving this movie an innocent rating through and through, the original 2016 version, and I want to share with you the original review that I had on MovieDeputy.com, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the movie as well, and of course then I will give you the score. I will tell you that in 2016, Moana did make it to our top 10 list that year, if that kind of gives you any hint of what the score would be. But I want to go ahead and get into this review, and then we will get a little bit more in-depth into the movie itself. Some hear the call of the wild. Moana heard the call of the water. From a young age, she was captivated and mesmerized by the wonders that the ocean had to offer. Her father was the chief of the village, and his rule was law. One of those rules is that no one was to go past the reef. Why would a village that lives on an island be so reluctant to venture out? That will begin to reveal itself when Moana finds herself in a difficult situation between staying loyal to her father and following her heart to save them all. She is on a quest to find something, but she needs some help. Upon meeting Maui, she quickly realizes that this quest will be more difficult than she had originally thought. It becomes a battle of wits and wills between them. Each of them brings something special to the story itself. Follow along and sing along to this unique Disney feature. The basis for this Polynesian legend is based part in truth and part in fiction. That being said, though, this truly sets itself apart from anything else that we've seen in a long time. Come experience this for yourself. You'll be glad you did. And be sure to stay into the credits for something a little extra. Now, if you've ever seen Moana, you know definitely to stay into the credits for the special scene with the crab at the end. Don't worry, I won't spoil it or anything like that. You know me, no spoilers anyways. But in this one, Moana thinks she knows best because the people on her island are starting to experience life being affected by this blight on the island, and it's affecting the coconuts that they eat, and it's affecting the flowers and the trees, and they just can't get past this blight. And she thinks, okay, the only way I'm going to do this to help heal my island is to go out and restore the heart of Tafiti. And that's kind of the whole basis of the story, is the ocean chose her to be this person, and what she does is absolutely unthinkable, and she has to go against everybody that she knows to be able to do this, and there's only one person that really believes in her with this, and so that person ends up being her lifeline back to home, but not in the way that you might think. For the original Moana back in 2016, I gave this movie an 8.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, you know how rare it is for me to give an animated movie a score like that, but this one definitely sets itself apart. At the time that this one came out, they were not even discussing or envisioning a sequel to this, which as of now, we know that the Moana 2 has come out. So that one just definitely, it follows the story, but it goes a little bit different than what you might expect. But like I said, it kind of does what Frozen did, where it grows with the character. We don't have the same little girl Moana that we saw in 2016. Here we see her 8 years later, and she has grown with that character, and as have the other people that are involved as well. So where does that end up, and where does that leave you? Well, you're going to have to come back tomorrow to find out. But like I said, this one just really Just it can it, oh, I hate to use the term again, but it kind of comes full circle with everything. And but what it does is it's so meaningful and it's so impactful, and it does something what few movies can do anymore, is it's not woke. I was so worried with all the whole Earth First and all this kind of chaotic stuff crowd that the movie was going to go down that path. But it really didn't, and it stayed true to its own story, and it stayed true to the Polynesian people, even casting somebody of that, of like that, of Moana and of Maui. So it's so important to see the Hakkas and to see the kind of other things that went along with this, and to as they share their stories and experiences through this movie. So if you have never experienced Moana, please take the time and do so. It is really, it's one of the rare movies that I now that come out nowadays that I could call a treasure. And this is one I've watched numerous times. I mean, since it's come out, I don't even know how many times I've watched this, but it's enough that I can sit there and quote the dialogue as it's going, which it kind of gets a little bit silly at times. And of course, I know all the songs and embarrass myself by singing along with them. But it's fun, and it's a feel-good story for literally all ages. And even some of the more intense scenes, they're not so intense that it would not be literally safe for all ages. And that's another reason that you're going to want to come back tomorrow for Moana Part 2. And of course, I will be back then. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.